The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
A local radio station for the people of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You're here, Peter, Mick, Glenn, and Steve. How is everyone?
Okay.
Oh, well.
Great.
That's good.
Can I give you a weather forecast? Frogs in the morning, flowers in the afternoon.
Yes.
And there will be fun bits in the during the day.
What are the fun bits?
That's what I heard when someone's reading the news. That's because I'm a bit deaf. Instead of saying what? Frogs, they should have said fogs. Instead of saying showers, they said flowers. Overcast was overcoats, and sunny points were funny points.
So if you need help with your hearing, call now.
Nick, you're very good.
Now, what's on the show, apart from weather forecasts that are mispronounced?
We have a lot. The latest in sport.
Mm.
Yep.
How's sport going?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still going?
It's Origin Week, Pete. Yeah.
Both teams announced their sides now.
Yes.
That's fine.
Who's looking better? Queensland and New South Wales.
Queensland was a lot better. Looks like a better team coming. Okay. South won last night. That was good.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, Koala Watch, Causeway Watch, Road Watch.
A lot of
Red Tape Watch.
Mayor George Watch.
Mayor George Watch, everything.
What's his last name?
George.
What's Mayor George's last name?
He's George George.
Mayor George Watch.
His first name's Mayor.
His last name's Watch.
George Watch.
George Watch. Oh, that's good. Not like Adam West. He's gone, though. Adam West.
No, Adam West is gone, unfortunately. We'll get to that in 2 weeks.
Batman won't save us
wasn't
now.
Wasn't that Graham West, the MP?
No!
I don't know.
He's
Graham
not
West
Batman.
Adam West. The original.
Adam West, the good guy.
I'll tell you what, I saw a role which Adam West played in, and the role he played, his character was called Kermit.
The frog?
He played a role, and the role was called, the person he was playing was called Kermit. It's the first time I've ever seen a human being called Kermit.
Wow, that's actually a good point. Kermit's not a very maybe people should call their kids Kermit, and then they can call the other kids Miss Piggy.
Mm. I don't know if a kid will be called Miss Piggy.
I don't know. I reckon kids have been called Miss Piggy before.
Oh, they have.
Not appropriately, not right.
No, because kids are bullies.
But talking about bullying too, we'll be talking about Turnbull the bully, slamming down the poor Trumpster. God, how harsh can you be?
It wasn't funny.
It was pretty funny.
Oh, it was bloody funny.
It was funny.
It wasn't to me.
But Laurie X, the jerk, sent it out.
So he should. I agree with him.
For a guy that seems to thinks he knows a lot, why would he think that was a good idea?
Well, I'm surprised
he didn't go.
Because he wasn't invited, I think. That's
no, he decides if it's
nah,
a...
Please.
He's got a point. If it's a journalist... Like, if journalists are meeting together, you can't have it in secret.
But if he knows it's going to cause international problems, why would he do that?
Because it gets in the headline.
What they should be
doing
is having
a... He just wanted his name in the headline. That's all it was.
Turn it into a roast.
It was a roast, pretty much. It was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, they should turn it into a roast.
A Russian guy.
So everyone will have funny things on it.
And he does.
He does know a Russian guy.
Funny that.
It was good. It was pretty funny.
But like, his argument was is that, like... Things aren't secret anymore, so who are you kidding? And it was leaked on Instagram.
Yeah.
So he wasn't the first one to leak it.
Maybe they shouldn't hold that event anymore.
Maybe you shouldn't have secrets.
I didn't...
Maybe you should do your comedy out in public. Maybe this could be his new turning point.
Yeah, exactly. Well...
Turnbull turning point.
Malcolm should have known that. He's in a room full of journalists.
He's a pretty hopeless...
Yeah, would you trust a room full of journalists with your best jokes?
No, I would not. Never.
He's a pretty hopeless prime minister anyway.
Is he? Oh, come on.
He's not that bad. What's he doing?
What about Harold Holt? He was pretty bad. He went off to shore.
He got taken by the Russians.
Yeah. Well, he might have. Oh, there we go.
I was told Trump's got strange hands.
Strange?
Have you seen his hair?
No, he's got Russian hands.
Have you seen his hair?
He's got Russian hands and Roman fingers.
God. Where's he Russian to?
I don't know. That's come up on the show, and Mad Nick, what's making you mad this week?
Oh, several.
Oh, come on.
My predictions have come true.
High-rise buildings.
That's right.
Oh, no, and Mick.
Electricity.
You were right about electricity? Wow.
Yes.
Yes, he invented it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No.
You're very good, Mick.
No.
I rub my hands together and makes it.
Roughly, you've got to rub your sticks together, but anyway.
That creates fire.
Fire.
Are you saying you predicted electricity, Mick? Because that's what it sounded like.
Boys.
A local radio station for the people of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
What damage have you done?
That was a good Australian band, wasn't it?
Yeah, my are a very good Australian band.
They are legendary.
You want to request a song? 4625-2768. It is time for Sport.
AFL, Pete. Big week in AFL.
Yes.
How's the Swans going? They won.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. They won.
By nine.
How much more can you get?
They're slowly going up the ladder, which is good. So
well, that's not hard.
Steady, so. We don't want them to go down the ladder.
No. Ever since Steve turned up, they've been good.
How's the Roughhead going?
Roughhead's all right. Which one?
There's two of them.
Two of the Roughheads. Yeah.
Jared.
When they play, they have rough play.
Roughhead.
So the Swans are now like in 12th place, Pete. Yep. They're not doing too bad. Greater Western Sydney, though, still at number two by this week. Yep. They'll win that for sure.
But they don't get points for that.
Why not?
Not like the NRL where you get 2 points for a bye. The AFL don't get nothing.
I'd prefer not to take it off then.
No.
I'd go to work that week then.
Yeah.
Origin this week, Pete, what's going to happen? Is it going to be history? Will the Blues actually win an Origin series?
Well, the Queensland lineup looks pretty good this time round.
It was pretty good last time.
Yeah, but they've got Slater there. What's Thurston's so different? Back.
What's so different since last time?
A few players have come back in the lineup.
Well, it might be. So. Queensland wins this one and then it's big crowd drawing for the next final one.
Back up in Brisbane, yeah.
I do like a tie break. I hate the third game when they've already won.
Yeah, that's right. So.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of like watching a foregone conclusion. Like, who'll win the series?
Queensland.
Yeah, there's kind of no point watching then, right?
No, I still can watch it.
Why? But you know who won.
No, I won't watch it.
It's like watching a movie when you've already seen it before.
No.
It's like if they told you the ending of a movie and you're watching, like, Police Academy 57. And they told you the start
of it.
The
spoilers, the spoiler alert.
Yeah, the second game.
Why do they have a spoiler alert? Yeah, that's a good idea. Game 2 spoiler alert.
Exactly.
Does that give the game away?
Mm.
It kind of does, because you already know who won.
It's not a spoiler if...
I wouldn't even watch it, to be honest. But the Rabbitohs did really good this week.
Yeah, well, they started off pretty ordinary, but they won at the end, which is good.
By 16.
Canberra gave whooping to St George.
It wasn't a whooping.
I don't think that was this week, Mick. We'll just move right along.
Yeah, it was Monday.
Last Monday.
Yeah, moving right along.
It wasn't much of a whooping.
Still the same week.
If it's Queen's Birthday weekend, it doesn't count. So,
it wasn't upset, but...
It was a Monday. Who plays football on Mondays?
No one.
Not anymore, no one.
Except the ones who lose.
Not yet.
Yeah, thanks, Mick. We're going to beat the Eels this week.
They got the Eels tomorrow. The Tigers will beat the Sharks.
Tigers tonight, Pete, are they going to, like, shark it up?
Tigers are going to get flogged again.
No.
That's
never happened before.
The Tigers will win.
That's just the way it is with the Tigers players. They just can't win a match.
Can't win a trick. Now, how's the ladder looking, Pete? We're looking, the Tigers aren't going to be in the finals this year. Can we make that prediction now? They are second last 8 points.
Newcastle at Tigers.
Unless the Knights overtake them.
And Newcastle won't make it, but yeah.
The Dragons are in fourth.
They should have a grand final for the losers and grand final for the winners.
Isn't that wooden spoon thing?
Yeah,
but you have to have a grand final to see who gets it.
Who's the best loser?
Yeah.
Isn't that a show biggest loser? Okay.
But then do you win the game if you have the least points?
The one who wins the final game wins the...
But they're a winner.
No.
So if you win... So does that make you a loser if you win?
Pay for the trophy. The one who wins the wooden spoon gets a wooden spoon. And the one who gets the trophy wins the trophy.
What if you lose the wooden spoon grand final?
That means you come second.
What?
That's confusing, Nick.
No,
God.
No,
and then they're
so how do you lose a game of football? That's pretty hard to do. You'd be kicking the... Actually, it'd be interesting. Who can lose by the most?
Just not move.
But you can't score a goal, right? You wouldn't score a try.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, this is weird. Storm, though, they're looking quite good. They might win the comp, Pete.
For the Broncos,
yeah.
Maybe?
But the Storm and the Cowboys are playing right now, and the problem with this game, they shouldn't have... They've got a lot of players on both sides in State of Origin, so this is just like a second grade... This is like this game could be like a reserve grade.
Right.
You know, having two of these... The best two... having Cowboys and Storm with all their players there, they could at least have it next week.
At least they don't lose because they haven't had to lost the players.
Yeah, yeah. But that'll all change next year when they have the second State of Origin on a Sunday. So
State of Origin on a Sunday?
Why are they doing that?
Next year, the first one will be on a Wednesday, the second one will be on the Sunday, and the third one will be on the Wednesday.
Why?
Because it'll be easier so no players miss out.
Why do they miss out normally?
And I think the second one is...
Because they have time
Melbourne,
to recover.
It's in Melbourne next year. I mean, the second one's in Melbourne.
A game every 3
so
weeks?
The second one, they're happening on a Sunday. I think that's the one in Melbourne.
But Melbourne aren't even in the game.
It doesn't matter. They do it every 4 years.
Now, talking about things that don't make sense, Malcolm Turnbull this week got excited. He was excited.
Excited to announce that the government will be backing the FFA's bid for Australia to host the 2023 Women's World Cup. And this-
Yeah, brilliant idea. Went well, so well last time we went to the Men's World Cup. We got two votes. So if we get four votes, we've doubled our results.
Yeah, and then we'll try again.
As long as Qatar doesn't win.
Yeah, well, they've got some issues now in Qatar, but that's another story.
Yeah, they got their own.
Pete, what do you reckon? Would we be able to host the 2023 Women's World Cup?
Like, yeah, we could try. We got
the Olympic Centre.
Well, it's not hard. We've got football stadiums everywhere. Not a lot of big football stadiums, though. The only other we're going to be competing against potentially Colombia, Japan, New Zealand.
Yeah. New Zealand have a good chance.
Thailand and South Korea, potentially, are considering.
Yeah, why not?
Be good.
Yeah.
Well, we've actually got a better women's team, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we could do it.
But is it a wise investment for the government to put more money in? Because last time we spent a lot of money and got really rorted by FIFA's fair process.
We got shafted. Very well shafted.
How? They took it. We didn't bribe enough. We didn't play by the rules.
Yeah, we didn't give them so enough got shafted. Money.
No, you just didn't play by the rules. You thought the rules were the rules. Mick, come on.
Don't you know how these things work?
Well, I'm an honest person, so
that's
shouldn't
why
be
you're not winning.
That's
life,
it.
Mick.
That's just not how the rules work in that categorisation.
Yeah, they don't work like that, unfortunately.
Golf.
Now, what about Brazil, Pete? Australia played, Socceroos played Brazil this week?
Yeah, well.
How'd that go?
Terrible.
Oh. They had a Brazilian, did they?
Yeah, they lost everything, the
five,
game.
Five,
and
the 5-0?
4-0, come on, Pete. God, they didn't let the last goal was sad, though. They had the last goal. In the, it's tough to play Brazil when you're Australia.
Yeah.
Same coloured jerseys.
Well, at least it was only a friendly.
It wasn't friendly. They killed us 4-0.
Yeah, that's not
it was friendly, though, at least to let us get a goal.
Wasn't it a second string? Brazilian team?
Was it?
Was it? Oh, God, that's all right. But the coach is confident we'll win the Confederations Cup, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Confident.
Confident. I bet they are.
That's what we want.
Now, referees, too, in the tournament at Russia will be able to ban people that have been naughty.
Take dives.
So if the fans are naughty and racist, they can stop the game, pause the game, and they can
put on fast forward.
No, they can pause it. So if your fans of your country's team play up, they can just pause the game, stop it.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
because the crowd are too crazy.
Crazy.
And then there'll be big riots.
Then they'll have to hold.
No, I think they're trying to avoid the riots. Now the Socceroos goalkeeper Pete, where's he heading off to?
The Premier League.
Really. Which club?
One of the newer ones that come up. In
Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yeah, they're up.
What a silly name for a club.
Brighton.
Why can't they call themselves Brighton?
Brighton Albion.
Does it get played twice because it's two summers?
Is this in England or in Australia?
England.
There's a Brighton and the other place is in Australia.
No, not that bright.
No. It's not that bright.
We don't have a Hove Albion.
We have an Albion. We have an Albion Park.
Where's Hove?
Hoover.
They're the ones who hang out with
losers.
Terrible. Oh, dear. Now, the cricket, Pete, Australia not doing too well.
Well, in the cricket, Australia are out of the comp. They lost against England. And
but it's a big showdown for the final.
Yeah, it's...
It's like nuclear versus nuclear.
Is it India and Pakistan?
Yeah.
This is like, when these two teams play, this is game on. This is like...
And next Saturday's...
Good sportsmanship.
And you know what? Next Saturday's the start of the women's one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be watching that one too.
Sure, there's another idea I put into them. Let the women play with the bloke. Have an
alcohol.
Mixed cricket.
Mixed cricket.
Yeah, so, cricket.
And the tennis is all coming up soon.
So what was Australia's problem there? Why did they lose?
Oh, I don't know. They were just...
Weren't good?
No, the first couple of matches were rained out. That didn't help. So they really needed to beat England. That was it. Typical rain in England. Yeah, it rains...
Now, big news too for Afghanistan. They're going to become part of the main test teams, Pete. What do you reckon?
What test team?
What test team?
Like, apparently they're going to be able to play more matches now because they're going to be considered...
At their home...
What sport?
At home.
At cricket.
What type of test? English, math?
At their home.
The five-day test. Like cricket test.
Right. And this, Nick? And this is going to be their Junior. Home... Because Pakistan don't play their home games at home anymore, do they?
No, because it's quite awkward.
They haven't played there for a while after what happened.
I wouldn't be playing in Afghanistan either.
No,
they wouldn't have a pitch.
Well, they probably
do. You might find the ball is a bomb.
Possibly.
We don't know. The tennis, we had the French Open finals.
This is how it ended.
Try my best in all the events. That's a real thing, no. But the feeling that I have here is impossible to describe, no. And it's difficult to compare to another places. For me, the nerves, the adrenaline that I feel when I play in this court is impossible to compare to another feeling. So just for me, it's the most important event in my career, without a doubt. So win again here is something.
Speechless Nadal there. I don't know what he actually was saying, but he's...
That's his 10th French Open win.
You think after 10 times he would have practiced that a bit better.
Remember, he's Spanish, isn't he?
He is Spanish.
So he's Spanish and
his
French
English is a lot better since when he first started speaking. So,
I think he was a bit speechless. Like 10 in a row, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's a decade.
Not in a row, but like 10th overall.
10 overall, yeah. Like that means it's even longer than a decade that he's been playing.
Yeah. He's been playing since he's 19, and he's now 30-something.
Wow.
So when are all these old tennis players going to retire, Mick?
Federer got out in the first round as well.
They're going down quickly now. Now,
there's all these
Serena Williams has retired because she's getting a baby.
Yeah. No, she's having a pause. She hasn't retired.
No, she'll be back. She's going to try and make it to the Australian Open.
Yeah, but she'll have a baby and she'll realise, what's the use?
All that money.
She got all the trophies. Everything.
I know, $3 million to get out of bed.
$3 million every 3 months for a tournament.
Yeah, but money doesn't mean everything.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a debate. Talk about doesn't mean anything. This lunatic turned up in North Korea this week.
Are you here just as a private citizen? Have you spoken to President Trump at all?
Well, I'm pretty sure he's pretty much happy at the fact that I'm over here trying to accomplish something that we both need.
And what are you trying to accomplish, sir?
It's trying to open the door. Open the door, that's it. Well, that's not my purpose right now.
That's not your purpose.
Not my purpose right now. My purpose is over there, try to see if I can keep bringing sports to North Korea. So that's the main thing. So
serial traveler to North Korea, Dennis Rodman, was back again this week. Got an American release.
Doing a peace treaty basketball.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say whether he should be there or not.
At least he can score.
I mean, him and Kim Jong-un seem to get along really well.
He's very big in North Korea, apparently, but it's not hard to be big in North Korea.
He's like 7 foot something.
He called him.
And he's the only outsider that's allowed in the probably.
Rodman called Kim Jong-un one of his dear friends.
Yeah, they're good friends, apparently.
Good friends.
Yeah, from the murderous regime that brought you hard labor camps and malnutrition.
Yeah.
And
good friends like that.
I don't know if you'd want to be associated with someone
like
that.
And bombs. Let's play Rodman.
Yeah.
He's kind of like trying to be friends with a guy that no one wants to be friends with.
Maybe
he feels bad for him that no one wants to be friends with him. So, you know, like that kid at school.
Yeah.
That doesn't have any friends.
That has the nuclear weapons in the corner. That has hard labor camp down the road. I remember him well.
So you remember me, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, Mick, was that you?
Was that you? But then again, like, it's also helpful if he goes in there and he gets someone freed that was then, obviously, there was someone imprisoned. And then also, too, maybe dialogue will help, but.
He came back to that American tourist in a coma.
He was in all sorts of bad state.
Yeah, that's right.
That was disgusting.
Messed up.
But it's North Korea, so it's not surprising.
No, not very surprising.
Now, the Wallabies today, Pete, what happened?
They played today, so I don't know.
They got defeated by Scotland 24-19. Scotland's now ranked fourth in the world.
Wow.
Good for that.
Did Scotland ever play rugby before that?
Yeah,
a lot of times.
Wow.
Yeah.
All the time.
When did they beat Australia last?
A while ago, I think.
Yeah, not good. What's going on with Australian rugby, Pete?
Should we just give up?
We're building our teams up.
Yeah. For when?
To the World Cup.
We should be winning every week.
Yeah, we should win occasionally, right? If you're building.
No, you have to give them. You have to con the other teams. Oh, these both not.
Oh, this is a big multi-year scam.
It's like reverse psychology.
Oh, Nick, I never thought saw it that way. Yeah. Anything else in sport, Pete?
Golf. The U.S. Open is, and Jason Day missed out, so he
played his day.
He played duck, terrible.
What was the long grass court again?
In Hills.
9 iron.
These Hills.
No, it was called something like Falcon or something like
that. Well, I don't know.
Falcon. What's that?
I don't know.
The grass is so long, it's got a special name.
Long grass?
No.
Short grass?
No. Not smoke grass either.
Cone grass.
Okay.
It wasn't even hemp.
How much grass was in it?
Plenty of.
Oh, right.
No, they were complaining about how they couldn't get the fortitude or something like that. They couldn't get the ball out of the grass.
Oh, it got lost in the grass?
Yeah, they finding it.
And they had 5 minutes to find the ball, and everyone was out looking for the ball while the guy had 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes was up. Sorry, too late. Sorry, everyone can't look for the ball anymore. That's it.
I thought golf courses are meant to be, you know, nice.
Yeah, but it was in the garden. They couldn't find the ball anywhere, and the 5 minutes was up. Too late. Drop the ball. That's all for.
That's it for sport?
Yep.
Don't drop the ball, Pete.
Welcome back to Saturday Night Live with Glenn, Peter, Mick and Steve.
I'm dead, you know, so I can't be alive.
How dead are you?
Oh, pretty dead.
Oh.
Now, talking about politically dead, Malcolm Turnbull's on Comedy Routine this week.
He had his own roast show here.
It was brilliant. Let's have a listen.
I found it wasn't very smart.
Well, maybe not very.
Pretty funny.
No, I didn't find it funny.
Well, let's have a listen. Let's the audience judge, Mick.
We are winning and winning in the box. We are winning so much. We are winning like we have never won before. We are winning in the poll. We are. Not the fake polls. Not the fake polls. They're the ones we're not winning. We're winning in the real polls. You know, the online polls. They are so easy to win. Did you know that? I know that. Did you know that? I kind of know that. I know that. They are so easy to win. I have this Russian guy.
But the joke might be on Turnbull, because when he goes to the election, his actual real polls, even his fake polls, any of his polls aren't looking too great for
Turnbull. He's a lame duck.
No. Is he?
Yeah.
He won one election.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, that's more than some.
Yeah, but there's possibilities of people being thrown out.
Who? Well, that's the thing. This is the instance in Victoria. Their MPs there criticised the Victorian judiciary over the terror incident there last week, where they apparently criticised the judiciary for letting people out. And now they're going to have to face the court. It's going to contempt of court charge.
Yeah, I think
that is a bit brave of the judges, though.
Yeah, I think the judges are
overstepping the mark a bit here.
The judges are not doing their jobs properly, and then they have a fall guy saying, oh, this bloke's changing opinion. But everyone's got the same opinion on how bad the judges are doing their...
But isn't it easy to say the judge was wrong when someone then does something stupid, right?
Yeah.
Because this is a parole board sometimes the issue here. They're letting out people that shouldn't be let out.
Not only parole board, it's also judges.
Lenient sentences. Yeah. And the politicians too.
It's like
having lenient sentences. Like you can murder people and get not life.
Yeah, it's like this
bloke. Only 20 years to kill someone.
It should be. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's like this bloke.
Since when?
It's like this bloke down in Victoria did the siege and he was killed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He had four or five charges, and one of the charges was robbery with arms, right? It's an order in New South Wales. It's an automatic 7 years jail, and he gets away with a suspended sentence after he's done all these other crimes.
Yeah,
nah.
Violent crime is the worst as well, because that's kind of one where you can't really excuse. And they're not rehabilitated, obviously. Look, these people are falling.
Send them back over to where they come from.
But it's not just people they come from, Mick. The other time it happened was the ABC journalist that was killed. Her killer was a local. It isn't come where they come from. They can't just send them back to Victoria. They already live in Victoria.
Send them back to Victoria.
No, this is the thing that was commented during the week, is they said it's like only Muslims are accepted from this. It was not only Muslims. There's scumbags of all sorts of colours and creed that are actually the parole system setting for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about colour or creed or race or religion. No. That's got nothing to do with it.
That's just an excuse.
Oh, it's a good excuse, though. Gets people upset.
Oh, it gets them riled up, for sure.
It gives them someone to fight for, against.
Yeah, exactly. It gives them an enemy.
Something to, fight against. And
now, this week, sadder news, though, from the UK.
More than 50 injured and many feared dead as a tower block in West London is engulfed in flames.
And that was Channel 4 News in the UK of what would have to be one of the most horrendous disasters in UK history for a long time. There's 30 people dead, 70 missing from blast reports.
Except the London fires. They used to have big fires in London.
Back in the 1800s.
No,
it's the longest. It's a significant event in the last couple of decades. I don't think there's many buildings that are anywhere in the world that have...
As far as the fire goes,
there was one in Dubai, there's been a couple in China in recent years.
And there's been one in Victoria, in Melbourne. The same
but not to the extent where this many people died so badly.
There's still a lot.
But they were told to stay in their house, in their rooms. Not come out, lock all everything up, because you'd be safe in there. And they took the advice of stupid idiots.
Well, that's going to have to change. Obviously, this is... The other problem was this building apparently as well had a report saying that... Because it's a type of building, right? The cladding is the issue, right? It's a type of building
The building itself was a danger, and then they made it even more dangerous with putting the cladding on.
What's cladding?
They put a aluminium cladding on the front of the... On the outside of the building, which was supposed to make it look nice and neat, but... When they put the two bits of aluminium together, they have to glue it. And guess what burnt? The glue. All the stuff in between it.
Now, people aren't happy in the UK either. There was huge protests yesterday.
Yeah.
So this crowd has been chanting very noisily, voicing their anger and making specific demands of Kensington and Chelsea Council. It looks like now the crowd's moving towards the doors...
of the local council there, and they are furious because the way it's been handled, this disaster, not been great.
Yeah, what it is, the equivalent to a housing commission. It's council housing. That's what it is, what went up in flames. You have a look at the ones in Redfern. Very similar.
But how often do they go up in flames?
They're very similar, so there's a chance of other ones going off as well.
Now, there are criminal investigations underway currently. They don't know how it happened or occurred. The other thing is there no sprinklers in these buildings?
It was made in 1972.
That's terrible. Shouldn't they be implemented into it?
The council wouldn't spend money on things like that if they could get away with it.
Either a private building. I don't have sprinklers in my apartment.
You don't have sprinklers in there? What happens if you catch fire?
I'd be asleep.
Do you have fire?
We'll have a roast duck.
I would still be asleep.
We'll have a roast duck.
But do you have fire alarm? You would, right?
I have fire alarm in my house, but I've got to wake up.
Well, obviously.
Clearly, that's the problem.
Plus, some of the fire alarms.
I can sleep through fire drills.
Oh, Glenn, that's worrying.
It's a bad skill. You don't want that.
Yeah, you might.
But apparently, they're reviewing all the blocks, but it sounds like there's a huge task because this is.
But over in Australia, too, they got the same problem. There's billions of dollars with this cheap, nasty cladding come from China. And they're saying, what will we do if it's going to cost us too much? This is the same problem over here. So if they don't get their act together, it'll be buildings burning instead of...
Yeah, it is. Watching it on TV, it was disastrous to see. I think it was on Wednesday, I think. But,
they should get Peter Garrett to sing the song, Buildings
Are Burning. And I'm surprised they actually are telling people to...
It's beds are burning.
No,
you're too soon.
That's terrible,
guys. Terrible. Deary me. Is anything else making you mad this hour, Mick?
Yeah.
Or are you going to give us a break?
Privatisation of bloody buses.
Oh.
Well, if they buses turn up on time.
Yeah, like lazy bus driver.
I'll tell you what.
Come on, Mick.
Have you ever been a bus driver?
Yes.
Not in my lifetime, no.
You've been a bus driver? Who for?
Yeah, I was a bus driver when I was a little young kid and I had my little matchbox bus and it ran around on the circular route.
The story they tell
City
you
circular, I called
it. Is a lot of crap. Bus companies who are private do not make money. The only money they make... where their profits come from, is from subsidies by the state government. The state government supplies the buses, they supply the...
And the depots.
The depots, they supply everything. And they're giving it to private concerns? That's not right. They have to make a profit.
No, they're not giving it to private concerns. They're giving the ability for the private operator to manage and run the service.
And they won't get
for
it.
Money.
They won't get it anywhere better.
But what is the...
I do find the criticism when they say that the drivers are making the buses late. Well, have you seen the roads in Sydney? You can't get anything to move in Sydney.
You get this light rail. Well, that's what's causing a lot of
West
problems.
Connects is going to open soon, so...
Oh, yeah, that one little bit of road. That's going to make... That's going to solve all the problems.
Oh, did you see what happened to the light rail outbreak?
They said it was going to.
Really? Oh, did they?
They did.
Wow, fake news is true, isn't it? Seriously.
Just saying.
But this,
yeah, it's going to solve all the problems.
This problem is going down on the bus drivers. It's playing on their brains. Now, you think...
But bus drivers are funding for conditions here and money, right? This is
not only
on the
money,
table.
It's stress as well.
I think it's a bit about the money.
Yeah, it's not only that.
I think that's the main
when
point.
I was driving buses in the public service, we bought our buses in, made sure there was no dead bodies on it, and locked up.
Was that one of your checks?
You'd want to make sure of that.
We didn't even have to wash the buses. We didn't have to sweep the buses out. They had
staff to do that. Now this is going to be part of the privatisation of it. All the bus drivers will have to clean their own buses.
Oh, yeah.
But they clean their own houses, don't they?
But they don't invite 50 people on the in their house every 30 minutes.
They clean their own cars, right? I'm sure they'll be fine.
No.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, though. Wouldn't it be easier to have a cleaner to clean all the buses?
Yeah, that's what they use.
Because cleaners are better at doing that than bus drivers.
Over here, with the private ones, they get the drivers to clean the buses out.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I've been on the bus when they clean the bus.
Yeah.
They sleep it up.
And being in town where they are driving, that's the most stressful place out. Coming out the city, out to Campbelltown or out to Liverpool, that's a dream run. But coming out in the centre, it's a mongrel of a run.
Yeah, you don't want to like hit people and cars and craziness.
Or you get people jumping in front of you, or you get... I nearly made a nun fly once.
Wow.
That's terrible.
And I was up at Des Moines.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Never made nuns fly, Mick. That's never
I was coming down to Des Moines on a slope, and this nun decided to walk, step out in front on the pedestrian crossing when she had the light against her. And I had the green light.
Should be okay.
And I hit the horn.
She had faith in your driving
ability.
And
she stepped back. If she didn't step back, she would have been a flying nun.
There's a movie about that, right?
That's where that name comes from, Mick.
Mick invented it.
Bus drivers.
A local radio station for the people of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
Blur there, song two.
Yeah.
What happened to song one?
Yeah.
Well, that never happened.
It came after song three, didn't it?
I think, was it three?
Song
eight,
two.
Four, was it?
Song two meant 2 minutes. Song one minute.
And song none goes to no minutes. That's coming up next.
That's called Sounds of Silence.
Now, big news tonight, Pete, that we heard earlier today. Aunt Gladdy was out in Campbelltown at hospital. She's okay. She came with a gift.
$632 million for stage two of the redevelopment in next week's budget.
We're not just building this new staged hospital for the next few years, but for the next generations.
It more than doubles the state government's original funding pledge for Campbelltown made in 2015, with most of the money to be spent on expanding paediatric, mental health and emergency department services. There'll also be...
So a bigger hospital and obviously one that's much needed because if you put lots of people out here, you're going to have a bigger hospital.
Yeah.
It's not like a big amazing thing. It's like, well, you're just going to have to do it.
You don't have a choice when the population is booming.
Thanks for the gift.
Yeah.
You let everyone go back to where they come from.
Population doubles, the hospital should double.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's...
Nick...
You should work for the government.
Very logical there.
Because I've got too many brains. Oh, they wouldn't think of that.
Oh, they come out here like it's an amazing thing, like we're making the hospital bigger. It's like, well...
Like they're doing it out of the good faith.
So kind. So kind.
No. Are they going to blow it up like a rubber balloon to make it bigger that way?
No, I think I'm up another story on there. But Pete, they're putting painting there this week, apparently.
Well, they were painting. They're getting ready. Painting the outside of the building, so. Mm. Yeah.
They're talking about. I hope they're not doing that for $632 million, because that's a pretty expensive paint job.
$632 million.
Stage one is just recently, she was out there to launch stage one today, but it's been done for quite some time,
I think.
Yeah,
it was ages.
So that's coming on Tuesday's budget, so there might be some other announcements, so that's a big one. I think Appin Road, who was mentioned, that they might get around to putting some money on that, but.
Getting some.
They might finally start working on it.
We'll have more news next week to tell you what has happened.
But talking about Campbelltown Hospital, first time mum. Ingrid said she chosen to give birth to her son at Campbelltown Hospital.
She chose?
Well, two important reasons why. The reasons why is she was born in the...
She was pregnant?
It was closer to her home and her partner's home at Spring Farm. And she was surprised to hear that the Campbelltown Hospital have overtaken Liverpool Hospital for the first time with more babies. 1,193 compared to 1,142 at Liverpool... had been born at Campbelltown so far this year. So there you go.
Peter, you know why she just chose there?
Because it's Spring Farm.
No, because she was pregnant.
Yeah, but
she wouldn't have had a kid there if she wasn't pregnant, would she?
But she wouldn't go all the way to Liverpool if she lived at Spring Farm with a partner.
What's wrong with Liverpool?
Because Campbelltown is more popular than Liverpool.
My mother had me at Paddington Women's Hospital.
Well, my mum had me at Liverpool. There you go.
Oh, are we going where we were? Wow, I was born in Cogger.
So was I. Oh my God.
Yeah, next to each other. No wonder.
No.
No, well.
Probably a bunch of years apart.
I was waiting around for 5 years. It took a long time to turn up.
Oh, well,
Steve, hurry up.
I took 5 years to get
Steve
out.
Stevie's twin.
Evil twins.
Okay, now speaking of Spring Farm, though, a mother from Spring Farm is questioning as to why...
Spring Farm Week this week.
Spring Farm's a very popular place to be.
Mm.
Now, A mother is questioning why Campbelltown Hospital's emergency unit took more than 4 hours to respond.
That was busy.
I think it's because one of the reasons was because Narellan Road gets packed.
Yeah.
All these other areas.
Is that the answer? It was busy?
No, it wasn't.
Because that's a pretty good answer.
I think that the traffic delays was one of the major points from Narellan Road, which makes completely sense because, well, I was on the road the other day. The paramedics that were driving through took a while to get from one end to the other, and it gets jam-packed even at, like, 2 o'clock.
These are supposed to be well-designed roads for travelling upon. So
no, I don't think they ever said they're going to be well-designed.
No, they wouldn't promise that.
I don't think I've ever heard that as a promise.
They said it'll be finished.
All the time if the
we'll build one.
The M1s and the M2s.
We won't promise it'll be good, but we'll build it. But she said, I don't understand why they have an emergency department in Camden when it can't cater for its community. I think it's got mostly to do with the traffic, not so much that they're incapable of catering to the community. But they also could lack the funds as well for more people and more vehicles. Yes, Mick.
Camden's got their own hospital, so they should be able to expand that
you
as well.
You think they would, yeah.
Now, I ended up in there one time playing
Maybe
football.
They should have put the money in Camden, not Campbelltown, because it's probably easier to get to Camden.
Camden's not that big.
Camden.
More space at Campbelltown, though, around the hospital.
No, you could get to... Yeah. When I was in Camden Hospital, you get to see the gliders floating around.
I've been to Camden.
I'm sure the government thought, can we see gliders?
I have been to Campbelltown Hospital. It's a very nice hospital.
And seen the gliders flying around?
I don't remember the gliders, though. It must have been like anesthetic or something. I don't remember.
If you have enough anesthetic, you'll see the gliders.
Oh. I wasn't on it enough, clearly.
You'll be flying around if you're on anesthetic.
I do. I like anesthetic. Anyway, that's for another topic.
We all do.
That's for another week.
That's for a Mad Steve presents.
Mad Steve presents anesthetic.
Anyway.
Oh, it's my turn. Oh, we've got the whinge column now, the Labour whinge column, I think. The Libs haven't had any whinges this week. I don't know. A bit slack, really. Apparently, it's hard to find a car park at MacArthur train station. Meg Oates is reckoning they should convert unused roads on the south side of Pembroke Road into angled parking spaces.
They can't really do that.
They could, but then why would they do that? Isn't that the government's responsibility, not the local... Council's responsibility to be building train station car parks?
It's public transport.
Come on, seriously?
So it's state, not federal? Or
state government.
State problem,
it's state government, not federal or not even local government. It's state government. Yeah. So they should be doing the building.
Commuters have also been cracked down at the Minto basketball courts recently. They had a bit of a crackdown of people parking there. There's time-limited parking. They shouldn't have parked there. So they got cracked down. Well, so they should.
How long are they allowed to park there?
Not for the whole day.
But 2 hours, most probably. 2 hours.
It's mostly only 2 hours?
Yeah. Okay. Now, other complaints this week too. Chantavong, he's complaining about the lift still at Macquarie Fields. The rumour is the state budget won't include it this year. They're doing some other ones. Same old story there.
He can donate his salary to putting a lift there.
Or maybe just roster himself on there every day and just help the old ladies up the stairs. That'll give him some votes.
He doesn't do very much, does he?
I don't get the problem. I think the government's actually quite right there. There's other stations in more need than that station. They need to get to it.
But ones with more foot traffic.
I don't think the argument's that poor.
There is a lot of disabled people around there, and they have to go to either Ingleburn or Glenfield.
Yeah,
that's not right.
There's bus with wheelchair access.
No, they shouldn't have to do that.
Shouldn't, but they're going to have to.
And it's been like that for 20 or 30 years, and it's a bloody slack.
But it's about half the network hasn't got
lifts. If you had a lot of Asians or a lot of other countries...
No, I don't think that's an issue. I don't think they look at the map and they go, the lift, I don't think it makes a difference.
It does, because Cabramatta's had lifts for a long time.
I think Cabramatta has a lot more people going to the train station than Macquarie Fields, Mick.
Yeah, because the train's easier to access there.
No, because I think a lot of more people live there.
It goes
this
by
is where it goes by. It's population, I think.
By foot traffic.
Yeah.
No, it's who you know, what you know, and how much money you got.
Mick, I think you're
there's some, like, hidden agenda.
Hidden agenda to stop these people having a lift. But I think what actually happened... if they would have voted for the Liberals, they might have got their lift. They just voted for the wrong party, potentially. Yeah. And what happened is what they'd done, once they lost the election, they had sour grapes, put all the funding out. Now they're putting more funding in. Why has the hospital been announced? I reckon they think they can win the seat at the next election.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon that's got a bit more to do with it.
My great sweat sour.
And the last one, the whinge column, is the Glenfield Causeway. They're still whinging about that, and the army's
that's
suing
not them. A causeway.
It's a road.
But apparently,
a low-level bridge.
Mayor George is on the case, and he's been lobbying the council still. but no progress. So if the state government can do free things for us, so we have some articles that are new next year, please build that bloody lift, build that bloody causeway, and build that... What's the other thing?
It's not a causeway. A causeway has to be built on
build a bridge.
On the riverbed itself. A bridge is over the riverbed. So yeah. That's not a causeway. It's a low-level bridge.
So that Nelson misspelt that.
Either way, it's rubbish, I think, is the general consensus.
Yeah.
For your information, that they had an opportunity of putting a big bridge in, but what did the council do? No, we haven't got enough traffic going along there to warrant it. And that, this was going to be done by the army in the 70s, early 70s, when they were all doing all the modifications around there.
Okay. Right. Now, Narellan Town Centre has announced an opening day for the Swedish retail giant H&M. On Friday, August the 4th, it will come to the new renovated $200 million Narellan Town Centre.
Isn't that finished?
I thought they had done already.
No, down the bottom, wasn't it?
Do you know if I go to H&M...
Narellan, they haven't done the bridge yet.
If I go to H&M, it'll be H-I-M. Him? Yeah.
Oh,
if I go.
So it will be joined by more than 220 retails, including Target and Bonds, and much, much more. So there you go.
Now, former West Tigers player Tim Simona, Peter.
Yeah.
He's looking to get his life back in order.
Well, he's got a job now, a proper job. It's
what
Meeting
is he doing
Grange.
Now?
I don't know. Maybe in a factory. I think it's Meeting Grange, a 9-to-5 job.
Well, that's good for him. He's looking to give back to society after what happened to him with
pay
the fraud.
Yeah, pay back all that.
Yeah,
money back.
So, and the gambling and fraud and things. So, good for him. Hopefully it works out for him.
You say it so casually, the gambling, the fraud and things.
Paying back.
Oh, well.
Good on him.
Well, he did a silly mistake, so he's now paying back.
Yeah, he's giving back to society and he's, like, got a job and good for you, Tim.
Now, there's rumours the night markets may be back. Obviously, they're quite a success. They're back this week. Pete?
Oh, last night?
No, they're last night.
Last night?
The third, it's on the 3rd. And 3rd Fridays of the month from 6:30 to 10:30 at night.
3rd and 3rd Friday. What's the first 3rd?
And the 17th, yeah.
The 3rd and 3rd Friday?
So the 3rd of June and then the 17th, yeah.
Oh, the 3rd and the 3rd Friday of the month.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 2nd and the 16th, yeah, that's right, yeah.
But does it get a bit cold here in wintertime?
Yeah.
So that people won't come out?
And it wasn't going to come down
large. How was the
time? Now, here's what... But the one thing I do find a bit interesting, one of the organisers has said... that from the council is that they offered all the businesses in Queen Street a food stall, a promotional stall, and they deliberately chose not to install an ATM machine down the market so people have to go to Queen Street.
That's good.
That's ridiculously stupid.
No, it's not.
That's make everyone's life inconvenient so people go down Queen Street.
They want people to go down Queen Street.
For what reason?
To get money.
To get money and then go back again. How's that going to help the local businesses? They go past and say Queen Street's rubbish.
Because then they can say, look, Queen Street's active. There's a lot of
people.
Because
lots of people getting money. Has she heard of possibly...
Well, that's where the robbers can hang
F-Pos.
Out down there.
F-Pos?
They take the money out of
I don't really... Like, that's the stupidest...
That's the stupidest
idea to get people... Well, that is just
that's dumb. Why, because the Queen Street markets, but they're not in Queen Street, they're at Mawson Park.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
in Queen Street. That's what it's called.
But, well, Bank Street now.
Not Mawson Park Street. Markets or Mawson Park Markets, which it should be called.
But it's ATM Street.
I prefer to
just change it. Put it in Queen Street, not Mawson Park.
You know, whatever.
God,
just walky, lazy people.
Now, Dr. Ballsy's
Dr. Ballsy's.
Dr. Ballsy's.
Oh yes, that's right.
Isn't that what it was?
I think it is actually. Funnily enough,
it is an anaesthetic. At the anaesthetic man, Michael was wearing a kit every. Wears a kit every day. For
a kit. A kilt.
A kilt. Right. For 6 months to raise money for cancer research.
No, we're a kilt.
What about a kit?
No.
No. It's so far it's raised to aim 20,000 for the cancer cause. And so go and see him at the Campbelltown Hospital and donate to him.
He's wearing
but
a quilt.
I didn't see him around. Must
is he wearing a quilt? I mean, a kilt, is he?
A kilt and a quilt.
A quilt.
Yeah.
A kilt and a quilt. Oh, dear.
Has he got a sporran there?
Spiral?
A sporran. A sporran.
No.
As it fits over the front of his.
No, he's got a jacket on. And a dress on, yeah.
What else is he wearing? Who's he wearing on the red carpet today?
Yeah, who is
that?
Okay. Now, Campbelltown Labour Councillor Karen Hunt is calling for urgent action.
Urgent!
To protect the region's koala population. Peter,
yeah.
We need the koalas to be saved in...
Yeah, give them guns and let them shoot them
near
right
Appen.
Out.
No, that's terrible. She wants protection for the koalas near Appen Road as the population is quite okay, growing
you
there.
You don't want to eat koalas.
No, you don't.
Kangaroos and koalas.
Well, like any, you don't want to hit anything, really.
So if you want to protect them, give them guns and they'll shoot all the people who try to kill them.
Her proposal is requiring new development applications to include fauna fencing and plans for over and underpasses for wildlife.
Mm.
Well, there you go. How are they going to know the difference, though?
Yeah, up in going up to Crescent Head, up past Newcastle,
yeah,
they got koala crossings, which are, all it is ropes or... similar to ropes going across in the air about 20 or 30 foot up in the air, and the koalas can walk along on there.
Yeah, see, that'd be
across main M5 or M2 or whatever going to Newcastle.
Right.
Yeah, the expressway going up to Newcastle up to Brisbane.
All right, Narellan is planning more. They're getting more planning for demand. The council of Wilton? Wallandilly Council is now playing hardball with the demise. The demands for the future of the
demise?
Demands.
Oh.
For the future.
Pete, are you on the same planet today?
No, not really.
Not really.
For the demands of the future, the Wilton town plan. Now, the Wilton Newtown, which is...
Newtown, Wilton.
Newtown, I thought Newtown was in Sydney.
I thought we'd talk about Campbelltown.
They're moving to Wilton now.
Newtown.
Newtown will have an estimated population.
Are they going to have all the people that we have at Newtown down at Wilton?
Yeah, population around 50,000 people.
50,000 Newtown people.
The size of Port Macquarie. Mm. Wow. So if you don't have to go to Port Macquarie, just go to Wilton. You'll be right. Mayor Judith Hannah said that the council was not on the warpath, but would advocate strongly for the governments to develop a new town. Wilton New Town has the priority of a positive outcome with current and future commitments at plan. So there you go. Wilton New Town.
Why do you want to have a new town?
Because it's Wilton New Town.
Is it because it's in a flood prone town?
No.
Well, it might be some flood zone. We don't know that. Don't know either way.
So there you go.
Now, Wallander Council has committed to helping the new owners of the George Four Inn get the pub up and running. The owners, Ross and Adam, met with Mayor Judith Hannan and the council staff last Wednesday to discuss the next steps forward. They told the council that they wanted the George up and running within months. So hopefully it works out for them.
Yeah, awesome.
Big news this week too. Probably one of the biggest stories of the last couple of decades in town. It was a success, apparently.
Seen as a housing commission nightmare, but locals say the revitalisation of Minto in our southwest has been nothing short of incredible. So successful has the work been, Campbelltown Council is now pushing to continue the redevelopment of its neighbours, Ayres and Claymore.
And this is the big one, Minto transformation that started in the year 2000. Pete, you lived there.
Yes, that's right.
17 years.
I've got a bit of a concern for you, though.
I moved out 13 years ago.
Apparently, you've been replaced there.
Why?
Apparently, Councillor Darcy Lond thinks he's the mayor of Minto, but I thought that was you, Pete.
He lived there for almost
40 years. He lived there for 40 years, Pete.
Yeah, well, I only lived at Minto for 6 or 7.
Oh, so you can't be the mayor for that long.
No.
Oh, you lived there for 6 and a half. 6 and a half?
6 and a half, yeah, 6 and a half.
Come on, Kiwis, get back to the project.
6 and a half.
So what do you think, Pete? You're looking at Minto now, you've been back.
I've been through it. And
idea after the, you know...
Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible?
But that's not what Peter Overton said.
Peter Overton?
I've been to Overton.
Wow.
Where are we going to put all the homeless people?
The road is so small. It's so skinny when you go up. Yeah, move past.
You can't please anybody.
People complain about anything.
Houses are stuck together like a mushroom.
Like duplexes,
do you remember what it used to look like, Pete?
Yeah.
But it wasn't particularly nice.
You told me it's not better?
Oh, it's a little bit better.
Okay, well, there
you go. Come on, it's a little bit better. You got a Kmart back again. You got a shopping mall back again.
Yeah, they had a Kmart and a shopping mall there when they had housing.
No. They haven't got Coles back there.
No, they didn't get the Coles back. No, they got an Aldi.
They got a Woolies.
But they reckon that it made a huge difference. They got a new community centre, reduction in crime and antisocial behaviour.
And last week they closed the post office because there was a parcel. And they had to shut them all down and everything.
Oh, I thought they closed
it down. They closed the post office because there was a parcel.
On the other side, the post office is
they're all over them.
What do they think gets
through there? No, because there's a parcel just left there and they had to shut that part of the mall down.
That is stupid.
Did the post office.
Don't get me started on the post
office.
What
was in it? Cookies?
Cookie monsters. No, I don't know. They thought it was something.
But do you think the whole neighbourhood's a bit more better though, Pete? Like the mixture of housing, the private...
I don't know. Really.
No, if they would have done the same thing, gave the community things to do around there... When before they developed, they wouldn't have the big problems. The biggest problem is being in a place with nothing to do, got no money, very bored.
Okay, that's true. But what about making it a mix of private and public, though?
They do that.
Yeah, they do that. Is that a good thing, though, Mick, to have a mixture of people in a community?
What they did take away is a lot of low-income houses and put high-income houses there. Where are these people? We've already got a shortage of low-income houses for the people in this. Years and years of waiting time on the list. So it's not very smart.
But what about putting public and private housing together? Private and public housing
together. You might find it might work in the good times and in the bad times. The poor people or people who haven't got anything will come and do the robbering and bashing and stuff.
They've done that anyway, Mick. It didn't matter where they lived. Like, people from Minto go to train, they can go rob other people in other suburbs. Yeah. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, that's
no, but they usually prefer crime to do it. The crime usually prefer to have it around where you are.
Oh, it's just too lazy to rob someone else.
So I'll do it over there.
Right. I figured out my problem now. I'm just going to be far enough away from the poor suburbs. That's. Yeah. But it must be better, though, to have both types of people there. Otherwise, that was the biggest problem with Minto, was there's all the people that had no jobs, and you just get a community that's all down and out.
Yeah, but what happens when you see you're down and out and you see someone with heaps of money? You feel jealous and bloody...
Get a job. Make your life better.
Oh, always. You can't always get jobs.
Yes, you can.
There is 2 million people on unemployment benefits,
very
roughly.
Very difficult.
There's lots of people.
No, most jobs are being part-time, and if you want to buy a house, you can't be a part-time worker. You have to be a full-time worker.
Well, the unemployment went down. That's true. Well, the unemployment went down this week. You know, so there was more people having part-time than full-time. So more people are getting part-time than full-time work.
Some by choice, though.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to grab any time.
But underemployment, though, is quite high, though.
Oh, unemployment.
Underemployment. Unemployment. Underemployment. Well, people that work...
You can work 1 hour a week, and that's in class as employee.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're getting paid for
they
your
probably
work.
Should that's change that rule.
Anyway. And you have the working that's poor. Rule, this is what you call the war... Working poor in the underemployment.
Mm. I think we'll have to create your number there, Mick. I don't believe there's 2 million people on unemployment benefits. I think that sounds like you work for 2GB, because that'd probably say something like that.
Sounds like fake news.
Sounds like fake news, but I'm pretty sure there's not 2 million people on New South. But we'll check that out, Mick. You could be right.
Yeah.
It's on
maybe benefits. On benefits in total, possibly, but not on unemployment benefits. They could be on disabilities and...
Mental.
Anything these days.
Anyone gets a payment for anything.
Anyone else cranky this week?
Nah, not yet.
100.3 FM.
Hey, what's up? It's Will and Jaden from The Collective, and you're listening to the sounds of MacArthur, 100.3 FM.
Welcome back to Saturday Night. You're here on 100.3.
Will and Grace.
Well, Will and Grace is coming back, though.
There it is, yeah.
It is for a couple of episodes. Should be in. It's a good show. Should be funny. Coming up shortly, we have television news. A lot's been happening in the world of television.
Channel 10.
No more for now.
Well, they're still on the air.
No, they've gone. Community radio is done.
They're under management.
No, mate, TV, you mean? Yeah. Community TV, not community
Sorry,
radio.
I meant, yeah, TV.
Community
radio
is gone.
That's safe.
Community radio will be gone soon.
Well, he's told us before we walked in the studio, Steve.
Yes,
sorry, I forgot to mention, guys. The last show.
Oh, Steve.
Was that fake news?
Yeah, that was fake news.
Fake hope for some people.
I was like, yes, we're fine.
Thank God, the complaints team, what will they do now?
But
have you watched any movies this week, Steve?
I have
Film Festival, like issue.
Oh, big film.
All those reviews you promised us.
Yes.
I'll have it after the festival's over.
Right, good, fantastic. Just in time not to turn up. Is that your money saving tip of the year?
That is. Watch it after the festival's done.
Is that why you think... Is that why you're here tonight? Because you're going to get the festival?
Yeah, we're trying to
We're trying to figure out before.
Life, why is life so hard?
Well, tough.
Life wasn't meant to be easy.
Yes.
And Mad Mick's going to tell you more about his madness later. He's going to get powerful.
Powerful?
Are you not going to talk about power prices, Mick?
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers is okay.
Are you Captain Planet, Mick?
Prince Planet.
Prince Planet.
Oh.
Corporal Planet.
Oh.
Here comes Chris Bennett.
Maybe.
All right, it is time for television. A lot has been happening in the world of television. We probably should start with a bit of sad news.
Oh, hold on. Let me get the...
We're going to have to go to our...
The bad news intro. Have you got the lights ready?
Are you guys ready?
It's not even vivid.
Sad news. Adam West
unfortunately
died this week.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Very iconic as the Batman.
This is the time we need someone to fight terror. Batman's no more.
Who's going to fight fake news now?
Did Batman do
Catwoman?
Catwoman?
That will sort it out.
Yeah.
Sure. But Batman had the, to get his Catwoman, Batman had the best pickup lines. Like, he just, he nailed it every time.
Indeed, I've rarely met a girl who's such a potent argument in favor of international relations.
Just so smooth.
You got a woman say...
Try that later.
International relations.
Yes. I want to discuss to you about international relations and... Wow.
Yeah, he unfortunately died.
Not blood relations.
No.
Oh, hope not. No, no, I don't think that was the context.
Died at 88 from leukemia, unfortunately. Very sad.
Someone who survived the week, just... wasn't buffering, it was Richard Hammond on the Grand Tour. Run into someone's pool house, I think, almost. And
yeah.
He rolled it
crashed
and burned.
His car.
Yeah.
And burned.
Crashing down a hill, a $3.4 million supercar, electric supercar.
Yeah.
He was flown to a Swiss hospital and he apologised to the family, thanked the medical staff, because obviously when having Richard Hammond arriving to your lounge room
he has a lot
in his
of crashes,
car.
Though.
He's had two so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, one in 2006.
Yeah, he did it while there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's fractured his knee.
That's the least.
By looking at the crash, that looked like that was fairly good. But should he take all those risks? Because obviously, in this case, he was in a street. He could have danged other people.
That was a bit silly, because if you look at that street, it is narrow. It is narrow.
It's a mountain-type road.
Yeah, I guess so. And it's kind of hill district.
Yeah.
So it kind of works a little bit. But still, he probably shouldn't be speeding around that.
He wasn't speeding. They reckon there's something wrong
with the
car.
He was speeding. I just watched the clip, Mick.
He was speeding. He was
speeding. How did he know he was doing the right speed? He might have been doing the right speed.
I don't think he was. I don't know what the speed limit is there, but it doesn't sound like
it. And it should handle really well, that car. It fell out of the road very quickly.
It didn't last that well, did it?
First corner is gone. Oh, before the first corner.
Yeah.
You see him start breaking out, and then he lost it from there.
Yeah, exactly. Which is unfortunate, but, you know, these things happen.
All right. Another defamation case went to court as the NRL Footy Show presenter Erin Molan took action against Fairfax Media after her name was dragged into the marriage dispute of Kelly Landry and Anthony Bell. So, yes, more problems there happening.
What was the problem, Pete?
They
said that she was sleeping with one of the people.
Yeah. Oh.
That she was sleeping
very
with
classy.
Anthony. Yeah.
Very classy.
Now, other big news this week. It made it to America. More defamation watch this week.
Yeah. And now with actress Rebel Wilson's big win in court, the star clearing her name, winning the defamation case against the publisher for articles she claims were false and cost her major roles. ABC's Nick Watt is in.
And she won the case. What'd she say after winning the case, Steve?
She said that it wasn't about the money. It was about clearing her name and proving she isn't a liar. And she did that because the jury decided that, yes.
The money would help, though.
I mean, not that she really needs it, to be honest, but...
Yeah.
They haven't made up how much money she's going to get. She was going to find out today, yesterday, maybe. Weren't they?
Yeah, but they haven't done it yet.
Soon. There's some delay to the announcement.
This is actually a significant case, and it's good because it shows that these gossip magazines should stop making up crap.
What are you saying?
Fake news.
No, they make up crap.
Come on. Are you telling me Prince William hasn't had 27 children?
No. And he's some big cocaine addict or something?
Is he? They didn't say that.
That's what they said. That's what these things are implying.
So it's always the implication, right? It's kind of like what they had with Carl Stefanovic the other week. He's with a girl.
Yeah.
Beer and a girl.
Oh,
what's going on?
He's having an affair.
We nailed it. Yep,
I'm glad Rebel won because they
got a fan on.
The Bauer Media were trying their best to say that they did nothing wrong.
But will this just be a cost of doing business, though? Will that actually change their behaviour? Because if they...
I don't think it will, because...
Like, because obviously this sells magazines, right? If the magazine said, no one broke up this week, no one got divorced this week...
Carl was just drinking with a co-worker.
Just drinking with a co-worker. Hmm.
No, I think...
Carl and Friday drinks.
Magazines are a dying industry anyway,
did
so...
Did you say co-worker?
Coke,
that's a story.
Mixed up spreading.
I think we've got a new segment that we have our defamation lawyers on is the Mad Mick mishears things that might have actually not have happened.
True or false?
True or false?
True.
True. Talking about true or false, here's another guy that is in a bit of trouble. It's like, it's court watch. It's most of the law report.
Turn to the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial. The jury was deadlocked last night after 4 days of deliberation. But today in the courtroom, the legal battle took another turn. Today, the 79-year-old actor held onto his publicist for support while arriving at the Pennsylvania...
He held onto his publicist. That's the biggest legal twist I have seen in history, E.T.
Not that they couldn't come to a decision.
No, he's also blind now. He can't see where he's going, so he has to be...
I thought the jury not being able to make a decision would be more...
That would have been more important than the guy being let into the courtroom.
What gets me? What happened to all his groupies? You get groupies, and they come up and say, oh, he's raping.
Women do like bad boys. Yeah.
But there's a lot of women that have come out against Bill Cosby. It does seem like he's... Like, if they don't get it in this trial, I suspect there could be a few more.
It could be a retrial.
Well, there could be others, like...
Yeah, but it's just like putting a hole in a balloon. Once you put the hole there, all the air escapes.
And that's got what to do
What's that got to do with women coming out and saying that...
That Bill Cosby
touched
me. Anyone
come out and say, oh, he did this to me, he did that to me.
I know what you mean, yeah.
They
come out of the woodwork, so...
Yeah.
And they don't have you even at the...
I was going to join in, but I just thought it's just too many people now.
Not a woman, too.
That was also the second reason not to.
I was going to come out, but he gave me good drugs to knock me out.
All right.
Oh, they won't... Okay. But still, so far, there's no decision as to if he did it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, is a bit unfortunate.
Okay, Aussie stars will appear in Player School with short stories. They're going to read some stories in August. Samuel Johnson, Rove, Grant Danielle, Lee Sales, and a few others will be reading one of six picture books. So they will be accompanied by the original of all the Player School characters, Big Ted, Little Ted, Jemima, and Joey. So they're going to read storybooks.
Excellent.
All right.
Now, Network 7 and Foxtel have renewed their sponsorship of the Actor Awards, which I'm excited about because the Actor Awards are great because the 7th annual Actor Awards are coming up on December the
6th. What does Actor stand for?
The Australian Academy of Cinema, Television and Arts.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that's going to be on Network 7. I'm excited because it's like our sort of Oscar. Now the big news of the week, guys.
To the struggling 10 television network, 8 months after it went into receivership. It's brought assurances that the Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne stations will be sold within 2 months. But creditors are still facing losses of nearly $500 million.
Now, back... Wow. That was announced... Well, not really announced, but that was said back in 1990, Peter.
Yeah, in the 90s,
when
yeah.
Network 10 first was going to go.
And they survived. Now they're going to survive this time.
They did.
They'll survive.
I think they'll be okay. Someone else will buy them, but...
Oh, yeah.
People are sad. Are they going to lose their jobs? There's going to be redundancies.
Why, Sandra Sullivan not going to read the news anymore? Oh, dear.
Well, get your news from, like, thousands of other sources.
Please.
But, you know, it's a bit sad, but these things happen.
The world is changing and these laws need to change to ensure our TV screens keep bringing local stories to life and keep thousands of Australians employed. Currently, Labor, the Greens and One Nation oppose the laws. Today, we call on Bill Shorten, Pauline Hanson and the Greens to reconsider their positions and support local jobs.
Wow. So do you think they can do that, Peter?
Yeah, I hope so. Hope Labor changes their mind.
Do they really have a say in it, though?
I don't know. Well,
they are in the parliament.
I do think...
But there's an argument there that made... Like, that's one point of view, but possibly...
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
That's what they're opposing for other reasons, right? There was reasons they opposed it.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, they'll survive, I think.
We'll see what happens. They're in a ministry. You know,